Welcome to the Admit One Podcast.
Hello there, and welcome to the Admit One Podcast, podcasting from Toronto, Canada. My name is Mark Giles, and this is my podcast. Today I want to talk about the smart car. Mercedes is introducing the smart car into Canada, and it's a little two-seater coupe. Our friends from Europe should know what that is. And I'm looking at purchasing it, but I want to know if anyone else has got any previous experience with it that they like to share. I've been kind of comparing it to other small vehicles here in Canada, the Toyota Echo, and things like that. I like the smart car. It's a little two-seater. It's going to become the family's second car. And it's just to get me back and forth to work and run errands around town. I like it. It's small, fuel efficient. I know it's a three-cylinder diesel, but I'm not looking for, you know, a high-performance vehicle. I'm looking to save money on gas. Currently, it's like $16 Canadian to fill the tank on this thing. And it's got good fuel efficiency. I'm just wondering if anyone's owns one and they know of any problems. The only thing I can think of is servicing, because it's such a small engine. You need to take it in for like an oil change every 8,000 kilometers. When I talked to Mercedes about that, they're like, they weren't quite sure how long that would take, but like service is like $90 an hour, and they can't see it taking more than 3 hours. So this becomes a $300 oil change. Is this the case? Has anyone had any experience with this? But like comparing it to like, say, the Echo, in price range, if you put everything you want into an Echo hatchback, and then you put everything you want into a smart car, you're within a $1,000 difference. But then when you look at the gas mileage, the smart car uses two-thirds the amount of gas that the Echo would use. So I can't even compare the two. One's gasoline, the smart car is diesel. I just like the look of the feel of smart car. I like that you can do that little button on the stick shift, so it can be manual or automatic, whereas, you know, with the Echo, you have to choose manual or automatic. Took the smart car for a test drive. Love the little thing. Zips in and out of traffic. It's small. It's a peppy little car. I like it. But there you go. Does anyone have any thoughts? If you could email me at podcaster@simpatico.ca, that's podcaster, podcaster at simpatico, simpatico.ca. I'd be curious for people's thoughts on the smart car. You can also leave comments on my blog at mgiles.spymac.net/blog. That's mgiles.spymac.net/blog. Thanks for any comments that anyone has. That's really appreciated in helping me with this decision. Another feature of this podcast I'd like to add is my wife Christine is a professional shopper. She's a wardrobe shopper for the film industry, and so she does a lot of shopping. So this will always be her shopping tip at the end of the podcast. So her today's shopping tip is save.ca. It's a website that sends you coupons for all sorts of household items. For instance, Tide, dog food, Cascade, baby food, and a whole bunch of other household items. It's completely free. You just go sign in, pick your coupons, they mail them to you, and then you can use them on whatever you'd like. So there you go, save.ca. So that's my podcast for today. Short and sweet, but to the point. And there you go. Hope to talk to you soon. Bye-bye.